When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Yes, he's in the intensive care ward at Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Palazzo Prospects Power Hour, and or probably a little more, but with Ben and Robbie, and we are here in the midst of all of the wonderfulness that is going on in the minor leagues. We're going to tell you about some hot hitters, hot hitters. If you were on the Discord, you realize that I just posted a whole set of memes about hot men, and that's where we're starting tonight. All right, so Robbie, you got some news and notes for us to get started off.
I do. Welcome. Hello, Ben. Settle in, everybody.
With that interest.
That's interest. Absolutely it. I've been waiting all day. Get that sweet Hams beer nectar in me. So news and notes. We've got, this is obviously, we're trying to relate things for dynasty purposes on this one. If you've got prospects, they could be affected. We could just be mentioning some guys who you could pick up and stream, but we're not doing the big, you know, news and notes of everything. We're looking at dynasty specific stuff for us here. So Rodery Munoz, who Miami starting pitcher, made his MLB debut Saturday as the 27th man. He was solid with 7 Ks and 5 innings, a walk and 2 runs. Ben, who is Rodery Munoz, and do we care that he was up and gone?
Well, he's always had this. Well, okay, I won't say always. The Braves, oddly enough, Rodery has a twin brother, and now I gotta look it up. Roldy with 2 D's, Munoz. And the Braves lost Rodery because Rodery had too many years. They're twins, and the Braves signed him in 2 different signing periods, which is amazing. So Roldy is still in the Braves system. He's gone through the Rule 5, and nobody wanted him, and the Braves didn't have to protect him, and so they kept him in the system. Rodery, on the other hand, somewhere around age 20, found another 5 mile an hour on his fastball. And that made him a hell of a lot bigger prospect because he was suddenly every now and then popping out a triple digit. And so he jumped through the system pretty quick at that point. But just never, the big thing for him has always been control, and he's never been able to do it. And so the Braves tried to move him into the bullpen last year, and it was brutal. They ended up finally releasing him. And I went to the Nationals for the rest of the year with like a 7 ERA in AAA. The big thing for him on that stat line that you just gave is the 1 walk in 5 innings. Yeah. His stuff, I mean, it's a fastball slider dominant. And I don't think you're going to get many quality starts out of him because going through a lineup more than twice should not be done. So unless he's got a perfect game going, he's not going 6. But if he can get through 5, you know, he could pick up some wins along the way, which love that they bring him up rather than Max Meyer, but we won't, you know, yeah, Miami.
Well, one of the guys on the other show, Ben, they talked a little bit about the Meyer plan is for him to just pitch shorter outings, but to stay on regular, you know, every fifth day. I think it was Mike Vie that was talking about that on the Sunday show that he's doing with Britain, where those guys are nailing that one. Or it could have been on Friday when it was the Mike and Mike show. And they were discussing it. Either way, I heard them say that the plan is, which we all know is the plan is that because, you know, they player suppression, as we talked about.
Yeah.
But, you know, realistically, this was an easy call for them to make, I guess, to bring him up. But I guess because of it, we should potentially see him again. Like, he certainly didn't get blowed up. You know, he should be back. No.
And it sounds like AJ Puck's going to the bullpen. So that's where this spot is in the rotation. Like I said, if he can keep the ball from going too far outside the zone, this is a legit guy that could give you at least some Ks. There might that fastball can straighten out, and it flies a long ways when it does. So there's going to be some blow-up games with his profile. But if he can keep the ball in the zone, the stuff is dynamite enough to where he could have some really nice strikeout games for you. I mean, this type of a line could be something, I won't say to expect, but could be something he could put together, you know, 3 out of every 5 starts.
Right. That's his best case scenario is kind of what we've seen, which I mean, we'll get for somebody coming off the waiver wire. So that's way too much time on a guy who I didn't know before I said his name. That's what Ben can do for you. And if you want to join him and myself and the rest of the guys, you can find us at the Discord that we have free. Discord, and if you would like Govier's home phone number and address for $3 a month, you can do that through the Patreon. He'll also do baseball.
Hell of a deal.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal with that. We'll move on to the rest of the stuff here. We've got the Chicago White Sox, who had a cannon arrive on the mound last week.
Jonathan,
debut 5 innings pitched, 3 Ks, and he's going to go again this week, maybe twice. He's going to get a game against Minnesota and potentially Tampa Bay. He is only 2% rostered. This week I chose Yahoo to check for the rostered percentage. A fun thing I like to do, check the various sites because people play on Yahoo. Albert Suarez with Baltimore is a thing, I guess. 5 2/3 innings, 4 Ks, no runs, 8% rostered on Yahoo. And he should have a 2-start week this week as well. Last week's Jesus Take the Wheel pickup, can that please become a thing for us? Mitchell Parker of Washington held his own in his MLB debut against the Dodgers, picked up his first win, and then in his second start went 7 innings pitched, needing only 73 pitches while getting 8 strikeouts to earn his second win against Houston. Did anybody pick him up out there? You know, I did, but I had him picked up, you know, a week ago, so last Sunday night. Yeah,
I did, but I will tell you, I did not start him against Houston.
And neither did
holy
I.
crud.
In one league I did, Houston, and in one I did.
Houston is maybe a week away from panic mode. I mean, it looks that bad right now, which, I mean, yeah, they're not terribly far away from the top of the AL West, and yes, it's still April. But things are really, really rough there right now. And that's something just to
it's odd, right?
With your pitcher, I mean, Christian Javier just went on the DL.
The only one that was doing well, you know, Verlander's back, of course, but the only one prior that had a stat line you liked just got hurt. Arigotti will be back, but it's by default, not from earning it. Yep. But again, that's okay. We talked about it when he came up, you know, a rough first outing, and, you know, maybe the fact that he got sent back down and then he got to breathe. And now it's like, no, we need you to go up and do your thing. You know, we need you to do what makes you good. The only thing I can say on
critically injured Braves hitters.
Well, I mean, whatever happens. It's the baseball. The only thing I want to say about
Joe saying Astros suck. Justin Timberlake. Nice, Joe.
And yeah, you can also join us. We got to mention it all because Govier is the one who pumps us up. He said if we don't do a good job, he's going to jump on and join us. But if we're doing well, he's just going to listen and judge. But yeah, you can join us on YouTube, which we are on the hunt for 1,000, well, really more, but 1,000 subscribers. So if you like the show, if you like us, if you don't like us and you want to troll us, that's cool too. Show up and subscribe, and that way you'll know when you can find us. And again, for $3 a month, you could get Govier's home address. But anyway, That part is a joke, just so we're clear. The only thing I want to say on Mitchell Parker was people are like, oh, he sucks. The velo's not there. And we were, Ben, talking before about when you've got good pitch selection, your velo doesn't need to be the be-all and end-all if you are able to spot the ball properly. And walks have typically been a thing with Parker, and he did okay last week. And he had 12 Ks and 12 innings pitched. So that was last week's Jesus Take the Wheel pick. And this week's Jesus Take the Wheel pick, because I am officially making it a thing now. Lock it in.
We need to get the music.
Yeah. And Ryan Feltner is thy name. Now, this is not a rookie, but this is somebody who is low rostered, which is what the pick, the Jesus Take the Wheel pick, is because you are in such trouble that you're just handing it over. You know, you need help and you just don't know what to expect. I put a rookie up against the Dodgers last week, you know, and then after he started well in one league, I started him for Houston. And in another league, I benched him. I also benched George Kirby, who had an excellent start in Colorado. Such BS, but whatever. Kirby gets right. Anyway, this week it is a Colorado Rocky. It's Ryan Feltner, who I'm going to stick because I want to stick with the starting pitchers here because they're the ones who are a little bit easier to maybe acquire versus a hot AAA bat that might come up as we continue to do Jesus Take the Wheel pick. Anyway, Felty had a good start in Toronto 2 weeks ago and a rough one last time at home. This week he faces San Diego in Coors and then possibly a two-start week the next week where it would be Miami and Pittsburgh. And it's kind of a three-start, two-week plan that I've got here. But if he doesn't see Pittsburgh on the Sunday, he'll get San Francisco at home on May 7th and then likely Texas at home on May 12th. Both the Miami and Pittsburgh games are away, which would, of course, be beneficial to him. So it's not as fun if he doesn't get his two-start week until the following. But this is a three starts in 2 weeks guy that I kind of like. The walks are an issue with him, as I had mentioned with Parker as well. But the K to nine right now is a career best 11 per nine. And he just looked good when he was in Toronto. I didn't go to the game, but a former co-host of Dingers with me, Ty, was at the game. And I told him I needed a big one from Feltner, and I got it. And Ty said he looked good. You know, was throwing mid-90s, and it was moving. So that is the Jesus Takes the Wheel pick. But we will move on a little quicker with the rest of it. Because speaking of Colorado, Sean Bouchard, prospect outfielder, was called up after getting his bat together from a spring training injury and slow start at AAA. He's got a shot at steady playing time. You know, Bryant's already out again. Colorado is going to continue to fall further back in the standings. Right now they're at 5-17. So opportunity is there for him. Ben, we did talk before about crummy starting pitchers. Bryce Wilson looks to be a starter again, this time with Milwaukee. He is a former Braves hand. He opened last week with multiple injuries to Milwaukee. Now looks like a logical choice for him to start until one of DL Hall or Jake Junis are back. Unless they're going to go with...
If Carlos Rodriguez would be doing anything decent right now, this would be his spot. But
yeah, he'd get the 40-man spot. He's only K to 9-ing right now. Now, it's not horrible, but it certainly isn't dominating. And that's what when you got to DFA someone and lose them from your organization, or odds are lose them from the organization, you want it to be a worthwhile addition. And the other options they've got on the 40-man are Aaron Ashby, Jansen Junk, or Tobias Myers.
That's so a lot Wilson, of junk.
Yeah, and Wilson could be fine. And when I say fine, I mean he's not going to lose your week by giving up 10 earned runs in two innings like Wade Miley, his teammate in Milwaukee, would do. And again, just like full hate for Wade Miley. But their rotation is comically weak, like low ceiling when you look at that rotation right now. So anyway, on to Minnesota. They've optioned the SP sleeper favorite, Luis Varland, to AAA. It just didn't come together. Tristan Casas is hurt after getting it going. He had a good finish to his year last year, started slow the first, I don't know, 10 days maybe of the season, and then he was rocketing. It does appear from what I had seen the manager talk about that he's afraid this could be like a 6-plus week injury. He said a long time, which to me in baseball means you're missing 30 games. So in one roto league where I've already had Spencer Strider die on me, Casas going down doesn't help. So I immediately cut him and just went for whoever the hot bat was. But I'm curious, Ben, do you think that there's a logical option in Boston at the moment? You know, Jeff O'Neill could be a first base. I mean, not really, but he could be a first baseman. Bobby Dalbec, who had an amazing year in AAA last year. What is there someone you would like? A lot of injuries in Boston regardless.
The problem that they have is they have multiple outfielders that you'd love to see get full-time run, but mm-hmm. none of them really is a guy that makes sense at first base. You know what I mean? Yeah. They all have a level of athleticism out in the outfield that it can't, you just don't know how that's going to translate. Like, and quite frankly, they're all kind of short. That doesn't really work at first base.
You need the guy that can stretch. Anyway, F the Red Sox either way. Also, though, on the note of the Sox, what's up with that rotation, Ben? Do we like Cooper Criswell for 3 weeks until Whitlock returns, which looks like that's the ideal return date for him is about 3 weeks? Or are we looking at a Triple A guy like Naoyuki Uwasawa, who is on the 40-man, or Vlad Gutierrez? One of those two seem like their next guy, which this is bottom of the barrel because Chase Anderson, who I thought was going to move in, they didn't do it. So I'm just going to assume he's not getting it.
That's that's the logical one. And perhaps what they're looking at here is he is so stinking valuable being able to
where he is.
Yeah. Three innings twice a week, putting him in the mm-hmm. rotation and having him go five once a week limit, you know, takes him out of that role. So if you can keep him in the three twice a week, backing up whatever junk they throw out there in one of those spots and then covering, you know, it's the Red Sox rotation. They're going to need other coverage for multiple innings. That's a guy that, you know, Anderson's been doing tremendous in that role, but man, mm-hmm. you thought he was going to be the guy, but anyway.
Yeah. So he's not, but another team that is looking and happily looking to get a guy back, Walker Buehler with the Dodgers, should be back next week. Dave Roberts said he's going to have another rehab start midweek this week, which could potentially line him up for a two-start week the following week, which doesn't matter if you're not rostering him because you're certainly not going to go pick him up anywhere. This will be, I think, the sixth rehab assignment, maybe. I know there's a max that they can do, and I feel mm-hmm. like this is maxing it out. I also feel like with the way in which they're doing it, they're probably expecting him to be able to walk in and throw, you know, 80 pitches this time and then 95 to 100 the following start and then the rest of the season if needed, because they're not in a position where they have a bunch of arms to lean on because more than half their rotation is injured. And even the guys that have been coming up have been getting hurt. So this is an interesting one for us to watch with Walker Buehler coming back. We want him to do well. He hasn't been amazing lights out with rehab, but he is rehabbing. No. So we'll see. And then Max Scherzer
Joe says he's out on him, just to say.
And, yeah, Joe's out on Buehler.
Yeah, and my biggest concern is exactly what you just said. I have a feeling they're going to push him too hard because they need him.
Yeah, which they typically never have to do with anyone.
If he was coming back where he could pitch 60 pitches to mm-hmm. 75 pitches for the first 2-3 starts if he comes out and shoves and shows, hey, I'm ready for 80 on a start, cool. But I have a feeling they're going to do that just because they freaking need it right now. It's not going to be because they, you know, he's ready. It's going to be because they desperately need that. And that's really frustrating for owners of Buehler right now.
Yeah. And Dodgers aside, it's almost like they could use one of those Mitch Whites who was DFA'd by the Jays, who former Dodger, or Ross Stripling in the organization. It's somebody who you could just throw to the follow-up for that. But we're not going to worry about dreaming on that one. Scherzer, as I had previously mentioned, should be 2 weeks or so behind Buehler, which is great for me in one of the points leagues that Govier and I are in together. I happen to be looking on Sunday, and I have the most points scored against in that league, which means I've been playing hot teams. And he, Govier, was second most points against. And I think he's now 0-3. I think he did lose which is a rough start. And I'm 1-2, which I think is surviving, considering Mitchell Parker was giving me 50 points last week to help me really boost up. And I had the second most points last week. And Scherzer is my rock in that rotation. And Whitlock is also on the team. You know, basically anybody I'm talking about, I roster them in at least two dynasty leagues, because who cares if they're not on my teams? Anyway,
Kobe's chatting on the way. He's saying he needs a center fielder.
He needs a center fielder in that league. I happen to have Jonathan Class A, and who's on a rookie contract. And I've got super hot right now Harrison Bader, who is also on both center field only guys. So, I mean, maybe we could talk, but I'm not going to pay up with, I don't want Trey Cabbage, you know, in a trade back.
Oh,
Anyway, something that none of us are going to care about. Oh, can Diego Garcia pitch, Joseph?
Because he can't hit. We're getting into some catcher news right here, so that's why I thought I'd pull up a catcher prospect.
Gross. Thing. Catcher comments are my kryptonite. But I'll try to get through this one quickly. The Mets have given Omar Narvaez by default a starting role as a catcher now because Alvarez is going to be out for weeks with a thumb injury. And this, to me, for a catcher is something you are not willing to rush because with Narvaez he could at least hit for average. Hi David. David Hill says worked with Kenley Jansen. Yeah, maybe, right? Maybe. And I guess that would have been same organization, right? At the same time. So final piece of news here is that I was watching Over the Top today, you know, the arm wrestling movie from 1986 or seven, you know, why not? And there's a scene there where the son steals a brand new looking Toyota 4Runner, drives to an airport and parks it out front. When he goes to run inside the airport attendant says, "You can't park here." And he replies, "You can keep it," and runs inside. Well, Ben, Tommy Boy has this exact same scene. Let's talk about this. Govier's not here to stop us.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, you know, okay, so that's enough of the news.
it's an absolute junker that Tommy Boy gives up, though, rather than a brand new looking vehicle.
It's
the beat up car that it's
an Impala, a convertible. It was beautiful. Would you mind not eating in the car? And I can hear you getting fatter, but those are sound bites for another day. Tommy Boy, we discussed at minute 20. I'm always keeping the notes, you know, got to keep the notes. Turn my hat around. Why? You don't like the Great Lakes Camel? The third one, there's an excellent cap that I'm excited to get this summer when I go to Welland to watch some. I don't think it's professional. I think it's considered semi-professional baseball. There's the Welland. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm blanking on the name. The something Jacks. Skipjacks, whatever it is. Anyway, they've got great hats, three different hats, and they're actually expanding their stadium. Welland is about 20 minutes or so from Niagara Falls on the Canadian side. So, in the movie he turns his hat. You're right, he does. Yes, Sylvester Stallone, thank you. I'm months behind on that one. To go over the top, he turns his hat, and the weirdest part of that movie, now this is Cinema 9, I love it, in Over the Top, is that it's Sly with his kid, right? And he brings his kid to wherever side of the road and says to the kid, you should arm wrestle this guy. I think you can beat him. And then teaches him somehow to beat him just through like sheer grit and determination. And he's wearing the hat and he does the hat thing too. I'm like, oh, beautiful. So they should remake that movie. I don't know who with. All right, let's go to what you came here tonight for, people. Yep. Hot hitters. They're so hot right now.
We've got a question that I've saved pulling up until now, just because he's at the very top of your list. How bad Jose Abreu has been, this is from DurfBoy22. With how bad Jose Abreu has been, when do you think Joey Loperfido gets the call? And yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I'm going to say not going to happen, Ben. And the reason why is we saw Abreu start horribly last year when JG Maciejczyk was the guy that could have been getting the big swinging guy that was in the Houston organization. And he did not. He was up. He did not get the playing time. It ended up being a battle with him and Corey Jules, who was good early, and Jules could be thrown to the outfield. And Maciejczyk did not get the opportunity. Abreu was the guy. And I think he's still got 1 year left on his contract, like beyond this year. He's not in the last year. I don't think they're gonna really worry about it. They're gonna take the roto approach and just leave things alone, which is so boring and why I hate roto formats. But it's just gonna be that way, I think, in Houston. Like, obviously barring an injury, which we would love, only for the sake of movement, but I don't think we can get excited, which I will get to one of the guys at the bottom of the list for the exact same reason. Bottom of the list for AAA hot hitters, that is. Exact same thing, but Loperfido, 10 dingers. I had to check to see how many leagues I rostered him in, because I remember being really excited in August draft season. One of my dynasty leagues drafts in August, I didn't get him there, and I remember he went, I feel like he went top 90, which I thought was, you know, early for a guy who was kind of streaking. But that league has many different variables to it, and he went early. But he continued to go earlier than I expected in every draft, which means I was off on his dynasty value. And all he's done since the year started is just jack that stuff through the roof. So even in my home league, there are guys who probably didn't even know their, like, they went to look at MILB.com player stats for the first time all year and were like, I don't know who this guy is, but he's got 10 dingers and I'm just going to pick him up as my rookie keeper. That's what the point we're now at with him, right? He is streaking and he looks great. And Houston, like we talked about, looks bad, which should mean opportunity, but it's friggin' Houston. You know, they find a way to not give opportunity.
And for what it's worth, Jose Abreu started like this last year and ended the season just fine.
Yes.
You know, by the, I mean, I won't say he was Chicago White Sox Jose Abreu.
Yeah.
But by the end of the season, he was worth being in a lineup. You know, I mean, he was a worthy guy to be playing on a team that hoped to get to the, into the World Series. And that, I mean, that was a, he was a legit first baseman on a World Series contender, but they obviously didn't get there, but that's a whole nother discussion. Perfido, to me, the strikeouts are going to, what's are going to be what holds him back for just the time being. That's going to be their excuse, at least, is he's still striking out too much. And that's how they're going to say that they should keep him down. Right. But it's really just, we're not ready to move off of Abreu yet. So,
which, I mean, why would they be, right? Like, you've got I mean, you've got a couple guys in Seattle in Julio Rodriguez and J.P. Crawford who, you know, at the end of the weekend were still hitting under 200. Like, it's early enough in the year that you can have one good series and really bump that average up. So, but moving on to somebody who needs to be calmed down because he is fuego is Heston Kjerstad. First base slash outfielder for Boston, Baltimore. MVP line here, probably MVP line of the show, 349 average, 1175 OPS, 10 ding dongs, 30 ribbies, and a stolen base to boot. Kjerstad had the weird COVID, you know, or not weird, but had like COVID worse than others and missed time and people kind of faded him away early. But he is absolutely knock, knock, knocking on Orioles' door here. I just, similar to, so you said Loperfido and I said Loperfido. That's fun. But either way, I don't think, I think he's in the same position as Joey Lowe. J-Lowe? Yeah. There we go. Let's just make it easy. He's in the same position as J-Lowe that I don't know where they would put him. We need an injury. And with Baltimore, even Ramon Urias has just started to become consistent again. You know, and it's that's another that's guy to block guy. It, you know, like
the guy that would probably be who he would replace would be Ryan O'Hearn. And Ryan O'Hearn is just been so consistent all year.
Yeah.
I mean, not even he hasn't been great, but he's never been bad this year, all year long. And that's, I mean, what else can you ask for if you're the Orioles from first baseman just to come out and not hurt us in the lineup? You know, we're going to have these young guys that are going to have days where they're, you know, or weeks where they're flying on top of the world and weeks when they're in the bottom of the barrel. We just need a guy who's coming out consistent every day.
So. Yeah, they need the ball in play guy. They need the OBP guy. Austin Hayes just went on the aisle. Thank you, Joe Manis. I don't know if that's going to be enough for it. Is Kjerstad on the 40 man? That would be the other concern.
Yes, he was up last year. Okay. Yep.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Last year. So
possibility exists, but they might not want to rock the boat because that team's been so damn good. If they think they could maybe bring up an RP temporary, who knows, right? It's teams find a way to disappoint us. Let's hope that maybe this Hayes injury is what gets them up. And here's our
first potential. One of Norfolk's lineup.
Yes, but we'll get into that. Many. I didn't want to just put the whole lineup. So, but let's get into what could be our first quad A guy here, Ben. And I am curious your thoughts on this. Nick Gonzalez, second baseman with the Pirates, 385 average, a 1025 OPS, one homer is the one line we don't like about it, but 11 doubles, a triple, and 11 walks. for Nick Gonzalez. And I did have one of Twitter or X's best trolls scouting for us yesterday. He was watching the Pirates take on the Twins AAA affiliates. And he really just messaged me to let me know that Brent Honeywell was in the lineup. And you know what Brent Honeywell did? He came in for the non-save situation at the end because they are priming Brent Honeywell for a big second half with Pittsburgh, everybody. Get ready!
When they get anyway. Rid of Bednar, Honeywell's the closer, baby.
That's right. Honeywell's coming in from the left side with the screwball. No, wait, he's a righty.
He's a righty.
That doesn't, it doesn't matter. He, maybe doesn't he's going to start from the screwball. Left. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, as long as he's got a healthy arm. Anyway, the Pittsburgh lineup had two good hitters at the top, and Gonzalez, to me, might just be the example because Eric Lauer was on the mound in that game, and Roto Ronnie was saying to me he could not get over how dominant Lauer looked. And if you put him in an MLB lineup or against an MLB lineup, it is a completely different story.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about how, like, obviously there's a big jump in talent and things like that, but he said it was just, you know, remarkable at how much better Lauer looked than the field that he was taking on with the Twins lineup. And I can look in a minute to see exactly who was on that Twins lineup. Yeah. But yeah, it was just interesting. So I'm kind of curious your thoughts on Gonzalez, possibly long term for the dynasty guys out there, because the hype was there. He was very much like the Jacob Wilson type. This is a safe pick. Thanks. Joe is our reporter right now. Joe Maness.
He is.
Let us know.
Man on the street.
Yeah, man on the street, man on the beats. That just because we talked about him, Kjerstad's now officially going to come up. So thank you, Baltimore right. Brass, for listening to that.
They did MVP not line. Want him to get the AAA MVP. So that's why Baltimore is screwing with Kjerstad, not to get him more time, but.
To keep the hardware away from him.
Yeah, there we go.
So, yeah, your thoughts on Gonzalez possibly long-term. I'm going to see who was in that lineup from yesterday's game that's noteworthy.
I loved Gonzalez in college, but my worry was always he's bat only, and the bat is not big power. It's going to require lots of contact because he's a – you know, 40 double 20 homer guy, and he's got to do that consistently, which is it's a really tough level to get to. And I don't know if I can't really see that.
I know. I'm just going to see if it comes in for everybody. There we go.
There you go.
This is, if you're looking on the YouTubes, this is just for you guys. This is what was at the Minnesota AAA, Diego Castillo, Wallner.
Well, they did have Wallner in there. Oh, it's Junior Severino. He's my boy, but
so they have, anyway, you know, whatever.
But on Gonzalez. On Gonzalez, I just think that this is a guy who I need to see it in the majors first. I need to see him do it in the majors before I'm going to buy in, just because I've watched enough of him now in the minors that there is no progress from this. I mean, he had a studly time at in the Cape Cod League, hitting much, much lesser pitchers, and the approach is 100% the same right now. But he's facing significantly better pitchers, and so therefore, he'll have streaks like this because the approach is still good enough to where when he happens to get against some subpar pitchers, he can put up some really nice lines. But you get to the majors, you don't have those subpar pitchers showing up very often. I mean, guys in a major league bullpen are better than 99% of AAA starters. So, I mean, that's just the level of where you're at once you get up to the majors. And he, to me, is a guy that he's probably going to end up being one of those quad A type of guys.
And another,
then he'll go to Korea. He'll spend 2 years in Korea. He'll come back. He'll hit 55 bombs.
Oh,
and then
you're giving the Eric Thames to yes, Nick Gonzalez. I like
that's,
it.
That's kind of where I was going with it. Is
all know, right.
He's going to end up going over and then coming back, being great for 1 year, and then disappear entirely from that point. So,
another interesting guy from that lineup yesterday was Jaewon Bey, center fielder with Pittsburgh, batting .455 with a 1200 OPS. This was after his first at bat when he got out. He had struck out in that one. But the rest of the line, the number three batter, Yasmani Grandal, and he's batting 111 in AAA. Yeah,
and he's supposed to be back soon. But that's
And somebody, I forget the name of the catcher for Pittsburgh who's out rest of year. I think it was rest of year. A guy that DeLay, something like that.
Is
that
right, Jason DeLay? Andy.
No, not Andy Rodriguez.
Oh.
The guy that's up with him right majors. Now. I think it is DeLay. Yeah. Another catcher. Yep. But anyway, so more reason to believe.
More catcher time.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, barf on that one. An Aquade guy who I think is now, Joe says he likes to call him with Gonzalez. Kicking a man when he's down, but a man who's no longer down, and I avoided him in the news, is Danny Mendick, with now up with the White Sox, second baseman, not a prospect, but he fits under hot hitters, and he was at AAA, 8 dingers, 20 RBIs, 2 stolen bases, 1250 OPS, or sorry, 1205 OPS, and a 317 average.
Chicago Bay!
We screwed up.
Excuse me?
I don't know what we did, but apparently we
were talking baseball the whole time, man. It was all baseball. That's all we've been talking about.
That's bullshit. I saw the over-the-top shit, dude. Nice try.
Wasn't us. We got hacked.
Oh, conspiracy theory. Okay. Wait a minute. So you guys confused the entire audience. Did Kierstad get called up just now?
He's officially up. Yeah.
Fudge.
Yeah. That's... Yeah.
Yay! Great. I was on the subreddit today for the Palazzo Podcast AMA, which is every noon, 12 Eastern, every Monday. And somebody asked me, hey, when do you think Kierstad will come up? And I said, I have no idea. There has to be an injury, or maybe he'll get called up in June. So that's out the window.
Right, there was an injury. It was Hayes.
Hayes went to the IL.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
Tommy boy, I heard all this shit. I've been listening. Sorry. Guys, apparently my body, as soon as I walked in the house, my body told me I had to poop. It's amazing. The human body's incredible. I didn't have to crap at all. And then as soon as I walked in the door, it changed. The body and the mind are incredible. They really
are. We're trying to stay on topic and just talk baseball here, Govier, all right?
All right, Nick Gonzalez, never going to happen. Kierstad is awesome.
Mendick is up. He's hitting a hot stick, and the White Sox could use him, so I think he's going to get in the lineup. I've picked him up. I picked him up in To Be Named Later League. That's the one I'm in with you, Govier, and one other league, because why not take a chance on him? And if he sucks this week, drop him. But if he's good this week and you have to wait until next week for your fab, you're going to be in a little bit of trouble. That's just what I'm thinking, because he's going to end up being like, oh, this guy is hot right now, so let's put more fab dollars into him. So if you're able to get him now, if he gets going, enjoy it. That's what I'm planning to do. So
do you guys really think Kierstad's going to be as good as he was at AAA so far this year? Because I don't think he'll be good.
No,
I don't really know.
I mean, no one really.
Look at Holiday.
I mean, but I
but do, he's advanced I on think, Holiday's age. Sorry, Ben.
Yeah. I do think he's significantly more advanced as a hitter.
Yes.
With the pitching that he's coming up to. Holiday was able to do what he did, but he's coming up with a hell of a lot of other stuff on top of him. Kirsten's coming up and they're just going to say hit.
Hit the ball, Billy.
There's no, you're the former number one overall draft pick. You're the number one overall prospect. You're the, all this stuff. No. And he's not, he's also been up there already before.
Kowser's the better defender, though.
Oh, by far.
So that's going to play into this as well. And DHing, of course, if somebody's struggling, someone else might sit more. Santander, Kowser, and Mullins are your three outfielders.
Yeah.
Basically, with the platoon of Kowser, Kierstad, I guess.
Well, I mean, he's a lefty.
They're both lefties, aren't they?
So I don't know where he's going to exactly get his time, but
I don't know. Let's move on to more exciting guys. Yeah. So, Keston Hiura. Who's Keston Hiura with these days? I like disappointing.
The Tigers?
Ben.
Is he still a Tiger? Is he in Toledo right now?
Yeah, he's in Toledo.
I told somebody I've never been to a Mudhens game my entire life.
Go Tigers.
Isn't that weird? It's 45 minutes away, and I've never been to one game.
I've been to one Bisons game, and it was an end-of-year game. I went specifically because I could pay $50 to go on the field after the game, and the team I lined up from home plate to third, like with other people who paid $50, and then the team came along and signed the balls, that we were given, and I just wanted Ricky Romero to sign the ball because he was down. No. That was when he was like bottoming out.
And
I watched him walk into the dugout and go past, and I was like, well, I don't need any of these other signatures. I just came here for, you know, Slick Rick.
2 weeks.
But that was the first time I went to a Buffalo game. And they're, you know, whatever, 2 hours from me. And I went to college in Niagara.
Further.
So, but, I, you know, in Niagara, I could have easily went. Anywho, back to genius, real serious genius, baseball players.
Genius!
Quadruple A player, Keston Hira. 338 average, three ding-dongs, 17 Ks in 71 at-bats, which 17 Ks is good for him. Not bad, good for him. And five walks. Now, there's nowhere for him in Detroit. But this is someone who's going to frustrate anyone who, you know, spent big dynasty dollars on him or still has him, because this is what he does in AAA. He looks so good, he should get called up. And then, you know, he does or does not, and it doesn't go well. So
five walks to 17 Ks, though. That's terrible.
Well, but that's terrible. But the 17 Ks is actually okay for him. You know, like this is him coming down. The walks are just not part of his game, unfortunately, anymore.
When I was looking at who the cover boys were for this show the other day, I was looking at the International League leaders, the Pacific Coast, all the leagues, AA, Southern League, etc., Texas League. And I noticed a guy like 517. I'm not putting him on the list. I'm looking for guys who walked a ton, but also they had to show some power and they had to get a lot of hits and hopefully strike out even less than that. So that doesn't even make the cut for the guys I was looking at, just to give people a little bit of clarity in what we're looking at here for hot hotties of 2024 minor league hot hitters.
Boy, speaking of hotties, gotta
segue.
Segue.
Do it. Finish it. Finish the segue.
Okay.
Speaking of hotties,
is there anything more majestic than the long swing of Aurelvis Martinez when he actually makes contact? That is one hot moment.
Yeah.
It's a long swing. There's a lot of strikeouts, but man, when he makes contact, is pretty.
So it's, I put these two here in Martinez side by side because Martinez with Toronto, for anyone who doesn't know, who now is a second baseman, I guess, because they're, you know, they're just going to put IKF at third base. Anyway, he's got six home runs. I think five straight games he had one, and that's why we're talking about him. 18 RBIs in the season. He has 72 at-bats, and Hira, just as a fun reminder, 71. Martinez has 17 strikeouts also, or the strikeout concerned people, six walks. So they are roughly doing similar things, right? 17 RBIs for Hira, 18 for Martinez. I'm not saying they're the same player, but Martinez is, for some reason, not getting the time with the Blue Jays off the hop because they signed some veteran guys. And I feel like this is a similar situation where they're not going to bring him up for the sake of like, oh, he's playing well, we're going to bring him up. Like, I do not believe in Toronto to do that for Martinez, despite the fact that he's hitting well now. And they're like, I think they're 12 and 10 or something like that. You know, they're not killing it. They could use some more wins in April before the month is over.
Stop acting like someone shared your draft board.
Yeah, you're a real downer, dude. Come on.
I'm sorry. Well, it's a truth. I spit it like hot fire.
I love your truth. It was a pleasure watching this show on the way home. Joe says, do you think Martinez's mom said to his dad that we should name him John or Elvis? And then his dad wrote, or Elvis, on the birth certificate. Joe, you are such a
wordsmith. Didn't quite hear the whole thing. Yeah.
You know, I'm so glad Joe's here today because, man, he's adding a lot to the show.
He's so good with the words. He doesn't miss a beat when it comes to puns and I don't even know what you call that thing. That's just good wordplay.
Absolutely.
Oscar Wilde-like wordplay, maybe.
Speaking of words, here's a tough last name for me to say. Bryce Teodosio.
Is this like that guy, Red Schoedenice?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I can never say that guy's name. Red Schoedenist from the Cardinals a long time ago. Ben probably remembers that guy. Remember that guy? Red Schoedenist?
Schoedentist? I'll just spell it out. So this is Bryce, how you normally spell Bryce. Teodosio, all right? He's with the Angels, outfielder, 24 years old, 76 at-bats. I think I've missed one home run. He's got three walks, five stolen bases, and he's hitting .355. I believe he was undrafted, unless I just read his player page wrong. But this is an out of nowhere guy who I thought was worthy to mention. Mm-hmm. He's on the page. Let's check back in a month and see how Teodosio is doing. Right. Is there one? Do you have something that? Oh, you're looking up the old guy.
Shane Beast.
He looks like a dentist.
Why is he getting smaller?
I don't know.
I looked it up on BREF, and they have the pronunciation guide. It's Shane Deist.
Shane there he is. Deist. I used to literally Bryce have this card.
No, that's this guy. Shane
this guy,
is
yeah.
The, yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you look up the guy I'm struggling with?
Oh, per bit, Red's last. Well, thank you, David Hill.
Like, somebody help me. Like, who cares about this guy? This guy's probably dead. Like, people don't die.
I just wanted to, I used to have this entire set of the 81 Donruss. Oh. It was one of the first, I really did. It was one of the first collections I ever had when I was a kid. So that's why I thought of it. Sorry. My bad.
So it's according to Baseball Reference. Now, I will say they normally don't have guys like this pronunciation guides on minors guys. So that's why I love the fact that they have one on him. Teodosio.
Teodosio. That's so
Bryce
much easier.
Teodosio. That's what we're talking about.
So, just since we're mentioning a Bryce, I wanted to bring up, and yes, I know Braves, but Bryce Elder got called up for a start today. 6 2/3 scoreless. No walks.
Of course.
More strikeouts.
Of course.
But going against Miami. So don't get too crazy.
Who Miami just won last night? They even had a save. Scott had a save. Very exciting. David Hill. So not Teodosio was in 95 when he passed. Shindelius. Let's just
Shane
try
Deist.
It to the guys.
Shane Deist.
Shane Deist was
95. That's a full life. I don't think anybody should bitch if they die at 95. I don't think you have any right to complain. I really don't.
And just for, one more thing on that game. Travis Darno hit a home run, which inspired my
three homer game last week. You're listening to the Palazzo Podcast. We've done the math, and by our calculations, we will accumulate $1,000 in paid revenue from advertisements by the year 2053. So settle in as we take in another 27 cents with these pointless commercials.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Michael Harris Jr. stole two bases. He's had three in the last three games. So just a little heads up.
Good. Let's talk about the Braves.
No, I'm bringing it up because it's fantasy relevant. Oh, yeah.
He's right.
But the smile on your face makes it personal.
Oh, breaking news from Mike Pena. Kirstad being called up. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, we already covered the official. We did the official release for Baltimore.
Don't take his moment away. Don't take his heart. So anyways, this guy Bryce Teodosio is good.
Yeah, and we're just going to do the money ball. We're going to wait and see on him. We're going to do like the Red Sox. We're going to wait and see. Marco Luciano, who I'm sure nobody remembers, San Francisco shortstop.
Everybody does.
Yeah, he lost out in spring training to Nick Ahmed. So that's where we're dealing with that situation right now. But Ahmed's empty average, just for anyone who's kind of curious. He's not getting runs or whatever, but he is doing it. Luciano,
he's the definition of a player that makes me feel like I'm dead, Robbie. I'm not kidding. I see Nick Ahmed, I hear his name. I feel like I'm dead. I used to think I had this feeling when I was like 6 years old. You do?
I do.
Well, because you're a genius. You're a genius.
I keep trying to trade him to Roto Ronnie for Zahir Hope, but he keeps saying no. He says, I've got to pay the Robbie baseball tax. That's just because he's pissed off from a Bryce Harper trade 2 years ago. Let's not
Marco
get into
Luciano
that.
Marco Luciano plays in a major league park, by the way.
That's right, because he's in Sacramento. So in 71 at-bats, 15 walks for Luciano, 296, 414 with a 780 OPS, but no home runs. He does have three stolen baseballs, or three stolen bases, not baseballs.
Basketball?
Yeah, he's got the... There you go. There was professional basketball.
Govier, you mentioned the strikeout to walk thing. Teodosio, 26 strikeouts, 2 walks. Just that. That's why I left it off. He struck out a ton in his.
That's putting him mildly.
So,
Bowsers.
He's not a great career hitter. He's just like super hot right now. That's what. Yeah. Which
do we think?
You know.
Do we think Luciano's good though? Is he still developing?
Yeah.
You do.
I honestly think the last few years he's really been pushed hard at shortstop because they want to see him work at shortstop, and it's a kind of like the catcher thing where at the lower levels rarely should you worry about what a catcher is hitting because they're learning how to catch. And Robbie's just loving this catcher talk. But
no, there's like some sort of ladybug that's not a ladybug, it's an invasive species that just flew by.
Oh, it's beautiful. But, is it a stink bug?
No, it's not a stink bug.
Okay.
But it looks like a ladybug.
Luciano's the bat speed with Luciano is still ridiculous. And he doesn't have home runs yet. But this is the type of athlete that a lot of us who really liked Luciano always said he could be, where he might give you 15-20 steals at his best. But this is... Three steals in the short time he's had. I mean, three steals is more than probably I would expect. But, you know, this, it wouldn't surprise me if he goes on a run and that, like Aurelvis has had this last week.
Exactly it. Yes. He could completely.
That's the fast bat that he has.
Yeah. He could completely hammer into balls with a good series somewhere and all of a sudden he's got three or four. But with Chapman signing with San Francisco, he has to be shortstop. Or he will be an overly defensively good second base type option. I can't imagine he'd be like, okay, now go play first. So, well, I mean, that's your last resort.
He could, but
I think you want to keep him. Yeah. You want to keep him in the infield because you like the glove, quick hands. You don't want to move that to the outfield. You know, like Joey Bautista when he became Joey Bats went from third base potential first base to right field because he had a hell of an arm and they didn't want to lose it. When you're giving up on a guy, you put him in left field. So, but anywho, let's round out the AAA talk and then we can very quickly discuss the players of the week. Kobe Mayo, who will now take over the AAA MVP talk, leads AAA with 31 hits because this is about hot hitters, and he has the most hits in AAA headed into play tonight.
He's hot.
He's so hot right now. AAA players of the week last week from the MILB official. We had International League, Travis Blankenhorn, left fielder with the Rochester Red Wings, which is Washington. And we had Sem Roberts.
Blankenhorn reminds me of Blankenship. I have to mention that. So there was a guy named Lance Blankenship who played for the Oakland A's in like 1989, 1990.
Mm-hmm. He got some World Series rings, or a World Series ring.
Yeah, that's right, because Oakland only won one. Those losers.
On the other end of AAA, Pacific Coast League, we have Andres Chaparro with Reno Aces, which is Arizona's. AAA, who's first base, third base, he was player of the week, as well as a super frustrating dynasty guy who does not have a set of skills, but good enough to be player of the week, Humberto Castellanos, the right-handed pitcher, also for the Reno Aces.
I'm upset.
I am. That's a good one. A little Drake. A little Drake.
It's just for you, buddy.
I appreciate that. Now, the next one we're going to move into, AA, does have catchers. I think at least one. So
there's got to be at least two. There's got to be at least two, I think, actually. But okay.
Just wait. Because, you know, then we get to A-ball. And
The cover boy's got to be on here.
I'm not talking about the first guy just because the last name I might trip on. So whoever wants that one, it's yours.
Okay. Oh, Frederick Benkonsum.
That's all. Just that easy.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
21-year-old shortstop, AA with Baltimore. Again, too many Orioles. This is pissing me off. What do they have, like a good farm or something? 365 average, two stolen bases, three dingers for him. Fun and exciting. We've got John Kasevich, who was a second rounder in 2022 for Los Blue Jays. 10 RBIs and a 364 average. Then we get into Ben Rice, the catcher for the Yankees, 25-year-old, five ding-dongs and a 271 average, which for a catcher, the average is great. But he's old at 25 AA. So this needs to be promoted or something. There's got to be a reason why you got a 25-year-old raking, unless the plan is for him to be there for whatever 100 at-bats.
So wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Is the cover boy not on this list?
No.
Why not?
You can talk about him.
He's on a roll. He doesn't. He's a catcher.
Bring him up. Discuss if you wish. I simply went for players that looked like they were hot at hitting, and or had options that I thought were worthy of discussion. Hot at hitting. So
that's that simple.
Taylor, who's a first base. I'm going to say he's a first base. He also has this gross catcher tag to him. Anyway, 24-year-old with the Phillies. He in 2020, again, another 2020 guy, right? I think we're going to see a ton of these guys this year that are either going to come up and start, make their debuts. Like, this is their time. And that draft is just proving to be quite rich. But anyway, he was a fourth rounder. He's got four dingers and a 364 average. Ugh, another catcher, Edgar Curio with the White Sox.
Yeah. How dare you, sir?
Five home runs.
I think you were thinking of the wrong Curio.
Yeah,
Jefferson's the one that's out for the
whoopsie
year.
Whoopsie daisy! What catcher, I don't care. Loser! Yeah. Wow. That's harsh.
I am a professional editor, so you know.
If it's not Colton Wong, I don't care about the catcher. All right.
Yeah.
Hero has.
Want me to change? Fuck you!
That's it.
I wish there was a version of that didn't end with the big fuck you, because I think it's so funny, but I just can't say it at work. You know, I got a dollar in the swear jar.
I think I actually have the F word cut out of it for you, classy Canadian. I'll try to work on that. Okay,
but it's not going to be as impactful.
Not. Like, it really does bring it all together. That's right. What about wait a minute? So you didn't let me announce my catcher then, Augustine Ramirez.
Rip through these guys and he's I'll on go fire. Back up. All right, what kind of fire? What's the line?
Ramirez is bombing the ball, but he's hitting 245. Just, I love his power, but he's splitting time at, 50-50 pretty much this year at DH and catcher. And his bat is better, frankly, than Rice's. Rice to me looks like a future backup catcher that's going to stick around for a long time in like a David Ross mode. Whereas,
and again, it's a Yankee.
I hate it, too. I hear you. But look, he spells his name without the U. He skips the first U and just goes right to A-G, Augustine. Augustine. Hmm. Yeah. Oh, so to the age-old question of whether Robbie is a pitcher or a catcher, it's become glaringly obvious he's a pitcher. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Of course, Joe. That's right.
And you want me to change?
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so maybe this guy's, I mean, he's 22 years old. He's 6'2", 10. He's hit seven dongs and 49 at-bats. That's worth noting, but okay, otherwise,
I'll put him on the list. And again, we'll check back in a month. So he spells his name wrong. A-G-U-S.
Yeah. Skip the first U. Augustine. Augustine. No, it's not Steen because there's no E, so it's Augustine. Augustine Ramirez, the legend himself. Last year, he hit 18 dongs in 114 games, so he's on pace to pass that already. And he also hit .271 last year, if you're looking just for a little better batting average. So maybe I really don't know a lot other than what I've seen on the surface stats, so I admit that freely.
Can you walk back on that one, Govi, and just see what level he played the bulk of his at-bats last year? Like if he went to double A past midseason, just so we can get an idea if he's repeating
three
the level.
Three levels like last year. Yes. Florida State
doing
League.
Doing the Aaron Judge thing.
Like high A, double A, three levels.
Last year.
Yeah. Okay, so the power was lacking once he went to double A, but now he's got it. So this is a good thing. This is a good thing for him.
Okay. So, all right. Well,
he's on the list. He's on the list. Now let me spit out my White Sox.
He's
not
a strikeout guy. So... he's not a strikeout catcher.
Beautiful.
Okay. Like for a guy, for the power he has, he controls, good Lord, if I could talk, the strike zone well. So
can we just stop? Can we stop talking catchers? Can we stop talking? Let me get through the last. We are wasting the dynasty community's time right now.
I will give you five non-catchers.
We have not changed. You have not changed.
Right? I see no changes.
Okay. So Kiro with the White Sox, five. Home runs, 5 walks, 9 Ks, 19 RBIs in only 43 at-bats. That is a ton of production. .326 average. Too bad he catches the ball and doesn't play an actual position. That helps us because his body will break down. That's just how it is.
That was really helpful, you guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Davison De Los Santos, who was the Rule 5 returnee,
is from Cleveland.
In double A. Yes. So he was going to be a major leaguer. Now he's just raking in double A. He is, again, only 20 years old. 4 dingers, .333 average, a stolen base. Good to see. You want to
dominate. Why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags?
I mean, he got sent back.
That would
completely.
Be better when we talk about guys that suck.
Well, he could be crying about. Yeah, he was a
Rule
5 returnee.
$40,000 a week or a pay period sitting on the bench. But anyway, Emmanuel Rodriguez, guy. Ben, your affection for him is quite worthy. Check this out. Yes, for the Twins, outfielder, 21-year-old, 20 walks, 20 strikeouts, 4 home runs, .289 average, and he's under 60 at-bats with all of that going on. OBP, or no, I think that, on base, over 500.
508, yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. I will say the last couple of weeks watching him, I'm a little worried that it's gotten to more of a passive state. He got praised pretty heavily right away where he had started to be really good with his selection and walk and not strike out. Well, now the strikeouts are up to about 30% again. So just a little worried about the approach and that maybe, but so far he's outplaying it athletically and with a strong bat. So, he's getting some strikeouts, but he's knocking the ball over the park. So you're not going to complain too much.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's exhausted.
Strikeout guys, right? Like if you've got some guys that are having production and yes, they strike out, that's okay. If guys need, like we're talking about with Kesson Hira, if guys need to be contact hitters and they can't be, they just strike out. That's a concern. Like Rodriguez has taken a ton of walks. The 20 strikeouts is less concerning because the OBP is there.
He might be really tired. He's only 21 years old. He could be very exhausted. Life is hard.
I'm tired from fucking your wife.
Jesus! What a damn. Mark, jeez. Come on. You don't even know my wife. Jeez. How dare
Mitch.
You?
Mitch. Inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
That ain't right.
Okay, so you know what, guys? We need to go to church. We need to go to Nathan Church with St. Louis, the 23-year-old left fielder, batting .355, 3 dingers, 15 RBIs. That's good production. and this is a nobody from nowhere who's just having a really good start to his year. We talked to him, I think, last week. Ever? We'll remember this one. Ben, the next one is right up your alley. It's Nacho Alvarez, the Atlanta shortstop.
When he's not your,
he's not yours.
He's Nacho. Yeah,
that's right.
What do you call an Alvarez that is? Oh wait, no. Damn it.
Nope, you're losing it. Come on.
Okay, anyway. Alvarez.
What do you call someone else's Alvarez? Nacho Alvarez. Okay,
there you go. What do you call Atlanta's? What do you call Atlanta's Alvarez? Nacho.
That's great.
Whoopsie daisy.
Oh my God. How many of these? I don't want to ask. 294 average, 12 walks, 12 Ks, which is exactly what we want to see. If you're striking out, you got to be taking your walks. 6 stolen bases, which we like, and no dingers. So, oh well. It's early in the year. Maybe he's cold parks, yada, yada, yada. And as David Hill says, he gets hungry every time he hears his name. That will eventually be, he'll have to have the bobblehead that's got like a nacho bowl in the top of his, like his helmet will be upside down. Like that one.
Off of Despicable Me 2, where the guy had hat that he wore. Oh, come.
Never seen part one. I've not seen most Pixar animated films, actually. Not because I'm a dick. I just
when I was so my son hurt his left knee on Friday, and so now he's in a splint.
Whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, 100%. He had a 6 month. He is in the midst of a 9 month recovery from injuring his right knee and having parts of his bone in his leg die and having to have them surgically removed. So anyway, he's having it now in his left leg, and he jumped to get back on to point. We were home today. I was working from home, hanging out with him. And we watched.
I just jerked off in your French toast.
Whoa. No. Bitch, inappropriate.
Maybe he's pissed. I don't know. I can't believe
it. I said, what kind of a movie do you want? I said, I've got a karate movie. Do you want to watch it? You know what we watched? We watched Bloodsport. We don't watch Despicable Me because we can watch Bloodsport. And that's why we then went to Over the Top after that. Because it just
popped up.
Dude,
that's awesome. I love Bloodsport. We're watching on Tubi. Thank you for sharing. That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Mr. for saying what needed to be said.
Yes. Good call.
Oh, we got one more. I'll let you get your last double A guy, and then Joe brought up a double A guy. So
perfect. So we've got Duke Ellis.
What? The White this guy's Sox. Real?
He's real, and he's old. He's 26 at double A, 15 stolen bases.
This guy does not play the Blues. I'm going to be really disappointed in him.
I know.
He's only had 22 at bats.
You want me to change?
He's only had 22 at bats, 5 walks, and a .364 average. So this is such a weird guy. But
is that legit? 15 steals?
That's why I put him on the list at the end. 15 steals and 22 at bats with 5 walks. He's like the 7th, 8th, 9th inning guy who I'm sure comes in, steals the bag, and I could absolutely see with the White Sox getting promoted, all the way up in September.
He's going to be the Terrence Gore.
He's the lefty lefty. So. Yeah, the double A Terrence Gore, Duke Ellis. So,
what about Jared Dyson? Don't forget him. Come on.
Sure. Sorry, but I mean Gore is still rookie eligible. I think. So,
I mean literally. And you want me to change?
Series rings and it's still rookie eligible. So, I don't know how you.
15 steals, 22 bets. You're right. That's very.
It's insane, and that's what. Incredible. When I'm just surfing around looking for those like interesting hot hitter. This is not necessarily. I mean, he's hitting well, but he's not getting playing time, and he's old for the level. But the stolen bases is just it's noteworthy. So, double A from MILB, their players of the week, and then I'll stop with the double A. Church is on the list out of Texas League. Aaron Brown, the right-handed pitcher for Corpus Christi. And then we've got Miami, Jonathan Bermudez, the left-handed pitcher. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay's catcher, Kenny Piper. And then for the Eastern League in double A, Matthew Lugo, a prospect, left fielder. Yeah. And then Tristan Vierling, a right-handed pitcher for the Yankees. Those are the double A MVPs. So, Ben,
you want me to change?
Joe brought this up.
I'm going
to
say
a long
that
time ago. I'm not going to try to find it in the chat. But Joe brought up Dylan Beavers. And yes, it's another Baltimore guy. But, what I thought was interesting as we've gone through and now Kiersted's called up, could Beavers be getting a bump up to triple?
Ooh.
He is raking. Yeah, he's raking. I mean,
the
I don't know.
Like, will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
If the bums always lose, Beaver's not a bum, buddy. I don't know what that guy's talking about.
Do they have the rule with Norfolk, like the shaving rule? So beavers would be shaved. I know it's a Yankee thing.
Wow, and that was
a bit of it is. It's very much a Yankee thing.
His picture does have a mustache, so I mean,
who wants a mustache? Right?
He's just maybe it's just Palazzo. A landing strip. I'm just saying, you know.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
So yeah, so, Dylan Beavers to AAA. That's
that seems that logical. To me. Just move your prospect up now. You've got space, right? Yeah.
Okay. What's the Orioles AA right? franchise? What's their AA team? Where are they at? Bowie? Bowie. Is that right?
Yeah.
I used to work over there. You know, there's a university, a Bowie University, right there. It's a historically black college, and when I lived in Maryland, I discovered it, and I gave people rides there for the first time, and it was cool. Something nobody really needs to know, but it happened, and I want people to know about Bowie University. Go! Whatever they were called.
And now we'll move to A-ball.
All right. Yeah, on that note.
So on this one, I wanted to jump around with a few. I'm going to say, you know, Zahir Hope, because I'm just going to start to make him a very familiar name for people. Because in the offseason when that trade happened with the Bush trade, which will end up becoming the Ferris Hope trade to the Dodgers, I started
Homer
to...
Bush?
No. It was Michael with...
Bush, the little things that kill?
I'm not familiar.
Everything's Zen.
Everything's Zen. Yeah, that's better song.
Anyway, we got Hope. I'll rhyme off the names, then we can discuss as we see fit with stat lines to follow. So we've got Creed Williams, a 21-year-old catcher. Damn it, Ben. A catcher with Baltimore. You just line this with catchers. Ralphie Velasquez. So this is one of the hype guys preseason. 19-year-old catcher first base with the Guardians. Jason Chirio, who I saw this week in a league traded for Tamar Johnson, and Chirio, 19-year-old outfielder, also with Cleveland. Christopher Torin, who we talked about in the offseason, 19-year-old shortstop with Arizona.
With no PH, by the way. F.
Yep.
Yes.
Christopher.
Yes, Christopher. Yes. I thought you were telling me to F off. Cam Talley.
No. 19-year-old, I've done that button enough. No more. I'm trying new buttons.
And you want me to change. Alex out. Freeland.
What the hell? Wow. I didn't know that was on.
22-year-old shortstop with the Dodgers. Austin Gauthier. I think he would have been double A possibly relevant, but I didn't like the overall. He just had a ton of walks, but mention worthy, but not hot hitter. If we were talking about hot walks, maybe that'll be a... When we get hot bored walks. In August, that might that be an
episode. That should be a show. Hot walkers.
Gavin Concillo, Conticello? Sure, whatever. Let's put some oomph on it. First base, third base with Arizona. Ricardo
is
Cabrera,
22 too old to be a single A, by the way?
It is
that borderline?
Freeland's there too, but you got to move, right? You just got to move. That's all it is. Ricardo Cabrera, 19-year-old shortstop, third baseman with Cincinnati, who has been good. And Luke Keshall. 21-year-old second baseman with Minnesota. Gentlemen, who do we want to talk about? Velasquez of this list, Velasquez was getting like credible baseball and fantasy. Mm-hmm. This could be a big year for him. And Churio, by name association alone, was becoming popular amongst the dynasty crowd. So
well, go ahead, Ben.
Velasquez and Churio were both brought up on a podcast recently. Might have been Just Baseball, but they actually...
Well, hold on. Do they sponsor us? If they don't sponsor us, don't say their name. You know, I'm looking here on my Apple iPhone.
They have chat You're members. Great, Joe. Or they have members of their team that chat on our Discord. So I'll give them some shout out because they're good folks.
Fair enough.
So, but...
As I drink from my Pringles container.
Yeah. From your Pringles.
Where'd you come up with that theory?
But, they were talking about this, and it's the same thing that I heard from someone who does some scouting for Cleveland on the side. But Velasquez and Churio have pretty similar offensive ceiling profile things, if you want to look at it, where high average, high power type of ceiling. Churio is going to be your better defender because he can play a legit center field. Velasquez, though, is the guy who you're almost certain is going to get there. He's going to get to that power and average. So he's just, he's such a freaking pure hitter. And they might just move him to first base just to keep the bat in the lineup. But I could see him pulling off some numbers akin to like what a Mo Vaughn, when Mo Vaughn stole 11 bases that year, you know, and he's just smart with when he does steal. He's not going to win very many foot races, but he's smart when he does it. And I mean, okay, another good example, Freddie Freeman stole freaking 20 bases last year. You know, Freddie Freeman is not what anyone would call quick, but you know, if you're smart and you pick your spots, and Velasquez has got really high baseball IQ on top of probably having a better swing than Churio, but that's a really fun pair at one level. That's why I wanted very to bring fast. Them both up.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of diarrhea, it's a sin to fast forward.
Well, I don't know what Downey's thinking there, but I know being fast does matter. I'm curious, are we being too fast to judge Cam Collier? I know a lot of people are getting bummed out by him, but he's still only 19, right? So,
and remember that he was basically a high school senior playing in A-ball because he, instead of going into the – well, actually, he did go into the draft early, but he ended up going to junior college for a year before he got into the draft. And then he was one of the youngest guys in the draft.
Chipola and Junior College in Florida.
Yep. And so then he ends up going to you know, going to the Reds, and he was 17 his entire debut year, but he crushed the baseball. And I think everyone had these like outlandish ideas that at 18 he was going to end up in Double A. And when he didn't, now he's suddenly a more prospect, you know.
So, well, that he was victim of the high school drafted player who is supposed to just explode on the scene. And when he didn't dominate, everyone's like, oh, he's a bust. You know, like that was exactly what happened to Collier and a bunch of other guys. Because who was the other? It was Matt McLean, I think, was the other guy that came on strong quickly. And maybe there was a guy with the Reds who caused this stir amongst several prospects where they started well. And then it was like, well, the Reds have a thing. So they can, you know, they can all do it. Like they can develop these guys quickly.
I want to say Reese Hines. I want to say when Reese Hines was drafted,
Reese Hines did
really well. No, Reese Hines has been a Red the whole
time. He did start well. You're right. Yeah, he did start well. To circle back to something earlier, I can remember the Welland team name. The Welland, it's Welland Jack Fish. I was close.
Jack Fish. And I'm 100%
going to one of the games this year because they have a squirrel as one of their alternate. Like this is the Great Lakes Loons. This is their alternative cap here, the Rally Camel. And then Welland has a squirrel. That's theirs. So they're the 2023 Dominico Cup champions, the donut race guys. And I want to go see this donut race. So I'll end up going to the
Jackfish, camels, you can call them anything you want, I guess, right?
You can call me Susan.
Well, that's favorite team. They're squirrels, but they call it something else.
Okay, I see. I do wonder, guys, because Collier's a subject real quick. I just want to know if you guys agree or disagree. I was offered a trade in my dynasty league, a different dynasty league from ours, Robbie. And okay, it's 15 team, and I have Cam Collier. Somebody offered me Mark Vento straight up. I said, nope, thanks.
That's...
But Vento's doing okay at AAA.
I think you can do better, but that's probably not an outlandish outcome for what Collier could become.
Do you want to finish off that prospect in the next 12 to 16 months, or do you want to wait 3 to 4 years and burn it? And that, you know, because Collier could be better, but he's gonna take longer. He's at A-ball right now.
Yep.
Whereas you could have a guy who will either be on your roster or off your roster. I guess it depends on where the rest of your team is. If you're competitive,
I think it just matters. Yeah. Where Ventos can play and how and when that can happen. That's all.
Right.
That's all I'm thinking about. So, he seems to be more expendable for the Mets. He might even be traded. Maybe. Who knows? That could happen.
Well, the guy on all this that I want to highlight is Luke Kuechel with Minnesota.
Did you catch this joke here?
Yeah, I saw it. I said,
when you can't find the right prospect, use the Kuechel one.
Okay.
Sorry, Bob. You have to do better. I liked it.
But keep no, I get it. It's
everyone hates but, you, Bob. It's over.
Jeez, I will say I love what I've heard from when they bring up Keisha among twins people.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a different tone to the voice. They
get excited.
Poor Bob. But yeah, oh yeah, it's along the lines of the way they talk about Brooks Lee. That they feel like they've got something special with this kid.
Hell yeah.
And you know, he's more walks than strikeouts so far this year. And what you're hearing from Twins folks when they talk about him is this is a guy he's that, like I mentioned before, he's that guy who could be a 40-20, 40 double 20 homer guy, but he's also going to give you 20 to 30 steals. I mean, as a fantasy owner, this is going to be a monster if he hits what he could be, but he's going to be second base pretty much only. He doesn't really have the arm for, yeah, exactly. Doesn't really have the arm for short, but I'm sorry. I don't care what position you play. You give me a 20-30 line, you're valuable for my fantasy team.
100%. Yeah, that's so a I've good call, Ben.
I've got an old for a ball guy, but I'm going to bring him up. Ben Williamson of Seattle, who's a third baseman. He was the 2023 second round pick for the Mariners last year. He only has 105 pro at bats, but in 64 this year, 344 average, 933 OPS, one stolen base, one home run, and 12 RBIs. So he should be promoted, you know, mid-season type guy. We should see him finish a double A. But this is an interesting guy just because the Mariners don't have a third baseman. And the last time I got excited about the Mariners not having a third baseman and a prospect in their system, it was some guy named Rizzo. And that did not pan out. Not that Rizzo.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Williamson might be more better-er than Rizzo.
Josh Rojas plays third base. Just saying.
Well, I mean, you can move guys around. You know, they had their shot with Abraham Toro at various spots,
Trash.
Too. And, sorry, yeah, and that wasn't a fit. For some reason, the Mariners have not been able to make middle and corner infielders, I guess, outside of France, who they traded for. They have not been able to develop their own, which we've talked about at length. But
they also have a thing for Williamson's.
Well, if they trade this one, then they have a thing for drafting, and then it'll be a Williamson's hype thing.
You're right. Yeah. Brandon Williamson traded the Reds. Let's see if Ben follows suit. I don't want it to happen. I mean, Josh Rojas, do you know he actually has a 392 OBP coming into Monday? He's not been terrible. No power, but...
No, but I mean like a long-term guy, not a...
Oh, right. You know, this is dynasty, yes. Guy,
right?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about moving the guy this year, but yeah. So he's somebody. Just a name. Again, A-ball, and he's...
Joe likes what you're saying. Williamson, says Joe, is an advanced bat, hit over power at third base, doesn't really move the needle, but in deeper leagues, he may work.
I got a guy from Joe's club that is also just been amazing. I actually think right now, I believe he has the highest qualified WRC plus in all of minor league baseball. And that is Matt Higgins.
Oh,
He is an undrafted guy who is at Eugene in high A. And so far has slashed 419, 539, 613. Seven strikeouts. Matt Higgins, undrafted. He's 24 Higgins. In high A, but he was undrafted.
That makes sense.
And took a year of going through A and high A. He finished out the year in high A last year. Was almost a 3-4-5 guy in single A before he got bumped up to high A last year. And then struggled, but now this year.
Oh, so. Bellarmine. He went to Bellarmine, which is a fun college basketball school.
Yeah, they
make drive people there also.
Bellarmine. He has, by the way, so far this season. Yeah, you're right. Wow, this is pretty impressive. This guy can really get on base. There's no doubt about it. 43 walks last year.
Stat lines.
Yeah, man, he was decent last year, and he's growing.
We'll end up talking about him when we go walking in August. You know, that episode might be there.
Oh yeah, that's right.
wait, is Joe saying that Williamson or Higgins is getting his first Bowman?
I think he means Williamson. That's why he's so obsessed with him. So yeah,
okay.
Higgins. That just makes me think of Magnum PI. Higgins.
Joe has to do a
great Joe theme song, by the way.
Joe writes up a very, very good analysis.
It's the safe thing to do.
Every year of all the best guys and that are getting their first Bowman cards when the new Bowman set comes out. So that's something for all you baseball card collectors to look for, because it's an awesome work. He does a great job with it. So,
well, Joe's also crushing it. He started doing some talking ball live streams in our Discord, which is totally free. And Ben was in there too, so there's gonna be more of that. Talking ball, watching. We're talking minor league ball here. I think it only focuses on minor league games, I believe. Maybe it's not limited to that, but that, I believe, was Joe Focus in the Plaza Podcast Discord. Two L's,
Utah.
Two Z's.
Give me two.
I mean, how does this song not kick ass? This is a great theme song. Just makes me think of Higgins.
Running it, but turn the volume down slightly, and then I'll whip through the players of the week, and I think it's a fit. So the high it A is, players of the week.
But we might get kicked off YouTube, league. So I'm going to shut it down now. We only get 20 seconds. Okay. Sorry. I love the idea, though. Keep them coming. It's a great idea. Don't change.
In high A players of the week, we had Gregory Berríos, shortstop with Milwaukee. We had Steven Zorbeck, right-handed pitcher for KC. We had Braden Ward, second base shortstop for Los Rockies. We had San Francisco's Dylan Cunningham on the mound. Cam Fisher of the
Astros Cheaters.
And Winston Santos, who's playing for the Hickory Crawdads.
a crawdad.
You got to shake your head when you say the crawdad.
And the crawdad man.
That's a great reference. And then in low A, you got Gerald Perez, second base shortstop with Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. You got a Grizzly who's actually a Rocky in Jack Mahoney as the pitcher. Philip Glasser, infielder with Washington, a stupid Oriole named Trey Gibson, right-handed pitcher. And then already mentioned Ricardo Cabrera, third base shortstop. And we finish it off with Mika Ottenbright, right-handed pitcher, who's currently playing for the Clearwater Threshers, which is a
Tigers
reference. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So this Love Boat theme didn't really work out for this. I thought the Love Boat theme might work. Not working. Sorry. Damn it.
It's all a vibe. It's all a vibe. But anyway,
those are some good stuff.
Those are the hot hitters and other notables. So I think everybody's up to date, right? Everybody's ready to go murder their minor leagues this week.
You're right. Maybe we'll go on a mission like the A-team did. Each week, the Plazo Podcast goes out into the wilderness of the minor league baseball to find the ultimate dynasty baseball.
We do need to license some Carrie Underwood, though.
I mean, if we could pick a theme, wouldn't we want to be Dexter? Because we're serial killers and prospects in dynasty. You know,
that's not bad. That's I haven't seen that show in a long time, but that's not a bad idea.
I saw that it's now on Canadian Netflix, which is, to me, Netflix.
Canadian Netflix. Yeah, that's right. Hey, you're a funny guy.
Oh, it makes me want to watch it again.
Anyways, this has been today's show. Are we ready to close this up now? The bar's going. We got one more.
I wanted to bring up a guy here just because he got mentioned. Uncle Ted is... been big on Yofery Rodriguez, and just I don't know that we've mentioned him much other than he was one of the guys who went straight from DSL to full season ball, so that always raises some things. Had a really nice start to the year, and then he faced Augusta this last week and still had an 812 OPS, but lots of 9 strikeouts and 27 plate appearances and hit .217.
Oh my God, what is this show?
Doogie Howser.
Thank you.
Ben nailed it.
Yes.
Great job, Ben.
But it's so Yofery, watch him. he's still very, very good, but he's showing that he jumped straight to.
He's a human.
Oh, yeah.
A real human being?
Yeah. You run into a few arms, and all of a sudden you get knocked back a bit. Yeah.
Oh.
He's 18, turned 18 in December. I mean, you can.
That's a good one, Uncle Ted. He's 17 or 22, whichever you believe. Yeah,
that's right.
You got to check the thickness of the mustache for the ages of those guys.
He's playing for the Carolina Mudcats.
Thin, you know.
Yeah, he's playing in the Carolina League, which this time of year is not a bad league. Come summertime, that's going to turn into where numbers don't make any sense. So
really? Interesting. Yeah. I've not heard of this guy. Yoferi Rodriguez, yep. Single A affiliate, Carolina Mudcats of the
Brewers.
Brewers, thank you, Ben. Very good, man. Thorough. No, I like to play that game once in a while just to stay on top of things. And Uncle Ted has been really harping on, as we learned when we did our Cardinals Next Big Three episode, which we have all 10 episodes in a playlist for you. 2024 Next Big Three. These guys did all this hard work, and we have it nice and organized 24/7. If it's 3:30 in the morning and you're really depressed and you can't sleep, let us soothe you with our Next Big Three playlist. Or if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you want to party, put on the playlist. It works for all occasions. It really does. But Thomas J.C., which I learned on that show how to say it properly.
From Matty T.
That's right.
Matt Thompson.
Matthew Thompson.
He hopped on and let us
good man.
Say what we need to say.
I don't even know if the JC's kicking butt or he's just kind of humming along, or I haven't checked his stats, but
I thought he's been hitting well. But
68 at
more than anything,
300, 368 OPS. But I mean, the fun, exciting stuff is not ideal. It's 18 Ks, only 2 dingers,
four
stolen bases. He's been caught once and only 4 walks. So he is fine, but he is not murder balling it. And middle
and
infielder.
Then where do they play?
This is a Cardinals thing where they'll bring him up and not play him. We've seen him do it with multiple middle infielders before. Still hoping for the Lucan Baker trade at some point in time to get him to an organization. But
that's crazy. Anyway. Very, very tender. It is. Incredible Hulk music. Very emotional. Very tender.
Incredible Hulk.
Well, you guys crushed it. The live chat, you guys always... I mean, we had a great turnout again. Wonderful that everybody here could be on the show and connect with us.
I am loving to watch the live viewers hitting that 250 range. That is awesome. You know.
I agree. I don't want that to change. I don't.
I
do. Yeah. I'd like it to be more, but I'll take 250.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thanks, guys.
Wow, dude.
We are lucky people living a lucky life right now. And I thank Ben and I thank Robbie Baseball. I'm Michael Govier. I was a little late today, but I made it. Sorry, I had to take a dump. It delayed me by about 7 minutes. It was it wasn't the dump so much as the car ride and the... my clients, you know, my clients have issues and they're doing the best they can every day. If you need help, don't be shy about it. Nothing wrong with getting some mental health therapy. In fact, I encourage it. Everybody should get therapy. It doesn't mean you got a problem. It just means you're willing to get some maintenance going and kind of check in on yourself and maybe get a second opinion on your own life. It's not a bad idea. It could be quite useful, and I'm grateful that I get to have that job, and I get to do this job with you guys. You guys are the best. Follow Ben on Twitter, @BigGentleBen, Robbie Baseball 1. Of course, follow the rest of the stars of the Palazzo Galaxy.
Wow, dude.
Nice. Sam FBB1, _MikeVA, Mike Virginia, and of course, Britton Allen, 2 T's, 2 L's.
Utah.
Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's. Give me 2. And check out Joe's channel, like I said. It's called Watch Ball. I think Ball Watch. I should look at the Discord.
Got to be careful with exactly how it's named.
I'm trying to say.
Because I mean, it's really going to change the GIFs or the GIFs.
Yeah.
You're right. Get a little hairy in there.
Watching ball. Thank you. Yeah, the Watching Ball is a great place. You can watch minor league ball. We're living in a great time. Some people say that, you know, the United States past its prime. It's the end of an era. I would say it's never been a better time to be able to watch minor league baseball all across the country from the comfort of your own house or even your own toilet. It's amazing. That's really cool.
Toilet talk. Just, you know, we're just going
come
down
on, Robbie.
Here.
Robbie, you know. David Hill says, I'd probably need weeks, but I love my dad, says Uncle Ted. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I'm glad you do. Congratulations. Great stream, says Uncle Ted. Thanks, Ted. All right. 750 subs? We did it?
Yeah, we're at 750.
Remember when I got upset one day because we lost 8 in 1 day? That was uncalled for. I apologize, Robbie. You know, we've
I was really wandering about that. That was a long time ago.
Why did I do that?
You so close.
Give me two. That's my fault, Ben. I'm sorry.
So just for everybody who's here past the 90-minute mark, thank you, of course, because you're the true believers. You're the ones who stick it out to the end, unlike my wife who left. But next pod, guys, are we getting into arms? Are we?
Yes.
We're going to talk checkers.
We're going to discuss who's going to go down next, because you know that's just basically what you're doing with pitchers, right?
Next man up. It's minor league pitchers that we are excited to see. So like we did hot hitters, we're going to do hot arms. Yep. Doesn't make sense. So yeah, there you go. Govey will find the right thumbnail and whatnot for this,
and the proper TV theme song, of course.
Sure.
This jam.
What is this one?
It's a classic.
I don't know. I just, if it was Baywatch, I'd be with him. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you have Danger Bay? Take some other Canadian shows from my youth. The Raccoon.
Night Court.
Oh, Night Court's a great call, of course. Actually, that's apropos because this is L.A. Law theme song.
Yeah.
So it is legal focused. But as Uncle Ted says, just jokes about the mental health therapy. Take care of your mental health. Thanks, Uncle Ted. You're a good man. Uncle Ted knows starting pitching, and he knows how to take care of his own mental health. And we will do arms next week. And I was thinking, guys, do you remember when we were younger? I always heard so much about rotator cuffs, and it seems like nobody talks about rotator cuff injuries anymore. Isn't that strange? Like, do you remember that? It was always a big deal. Like, oh no, that guy tore his rotator cuff again.
Yeah, it became Tommy John. It went as like, you know, as Little League coaches talk about it, it became the obsession with the curveball at a young age, and that started to cause, you know, new issues with people. And then the pillow, and not understanding playing baseball and other sports at the same time. So, single sport. What a depressing theme song.
What a great way to go out. You want me to change? All right, thanks, everybody. So full hot soap. Make sure you check us out. We'll see you guys next time. Follow everybody. Thank you. Subscribe.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.